That's right, bitches. It's another Friday Winks in your life, okay?
You know what else would it be?
Went down to Ping Pong's Chinese shop. I had some Chinese. I fueled it up so I could bring you another Friday Winks. Whatever. It's going to be a hot app. Oh, you have no idea. It's going to be a hot app. Listen to this fucking saxophone, man. They went hard on this song. But, you know, settle in. Hope you had your own Chinese. Whatever. So you could focus tonight. Featuring guest Haley Joel Osment.
There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with Stray Angels. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winks. And how?
Tiddlywinks with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinks with Strangers. As it is every day of the week, but especially on a fine fucking Friday. I'm your host, Jason Herb, whatever. You guys know, okay? Get used to it. You already know by now. God damn it. We're in a rush, okay? I'm in a hurry. Just listen to your fucking winks, okay? God. Fuck. Fuck, dude. All right. Actually, everything's under control. It's fine. I'm manic. The crushing depression will be coming soon, I'm sure. I'm up right now, though. Whatever. Tiddlywinks@gmail.com. I know you're concerned. Send me those emails, okay? Whatever. God, I can't do this anymore. Listen, the Winks is getting hard, man, okay? We told all our stories. But, you know, I'm going to mix it up. It's going to be a mixed bag, all right? You never know what you're going to get. It's the weirdest podcast this side of the East Coast. It's going to get weird. You know, stay with me. We're going to have special guests. Co-hosts. You know what this is. Winks Nose, baby, on Snapchat. Matter of fact, you can find Tiddlywinks for Strangers anywhere you listen to casts, except Stitcher. You know what we say? Fuck Stitcher. God damn it. Those arrogant bastards. You know, I think Stitcher is actually a British company, so that might explain some things. I don't know. But we're everywhere else, man. We're on iTunes and Google. Those are the two big ones, you know? We're also on Spotify, so fuck. Stream it on Spotify. Stream it, Speedy! Everywhere else you listen to Cast Winslet got you under its very successful teat, Darling. Cucumber. All right. But it's that time of year, man. You're going to want to stay tuned in the next couple weeks for the Christmas Spooktacular. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to top the Thanksgiving Spooktacular, but, you know, a very wise friend told me that's like comparing apples and oranges. Just, it's its own thing. He's right. He's right. But, you know, it's the time of year where little kids line up, tell Santa what they want for Christmas. I remember when I was a kid, went to the mall to go see Santa. He said, "What do you want for Christmas?" I said, "There's only one thing I need to tell you, Kringle." and I whispered in his ear.
It's gonna be a good Winks.
Would you flick?
Let me tell you something, sucker. I pity the flick.
Flick!
Flick it in!
Wee Cash!
Hey, Bri. Brian, I need you to come upstairs immediately. If you can't tell from the tone of my voice, I'm angry. Okay? Okay? I just got back from the parent-teacher conference, okay? They gave me a copy of your report card, early release edition. Guess what, pal? You're getting a D in mathematics, okay? That's unacceptable. Hey, Bri? Hey, Bri? You're done. I'm unplugging your Sega Genesis. No more Mortal Kombat, okay? No more Sub-Zero. No more Finish 'Em, all right? You're coming upstairs. You're studying. Your little friends Brian and Jason could go home. They could go home, okay? Okay? You will respect me. I am your loving stepfather, Fitz Scott Eugene Kowitz. Yous are coming upstairs, okay? Your mother hired you a tutor. Your brother Paul can pass mathematics, but why can't you? All right? So yous are coming up, okay? I'll make you some eggs, some brain food, and you and I can sit down and figure out this math together. But until then, no more movies on the VHS, and no more Sega Genesis. It's Christmas time, Bri. You know you's gonna want another game for Christmas. But you's ain't getting one, okay? Your loving stepfather, Scott. And believe me, it does come from a place of love, Bri. Ha.
Got him!
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, it's me. I'm getting ready to plan my 37th birthday next week. I'm having an orgy at my house, one of my classic ones. Why don't we meet at Charlie B's and then I'll give you the address. It's going to be a big one, okay? We're going to have various lotions and some maple butter there. I hired an accordion player to play in the corner. That midget from Fairview Avenue is going to be there with his weed whacker. It's going to be you, me, my ex-wife, her black boyfriend. It's going to be Dr. Eugene Kim. It's going to be Thomas Munruff and his wife. It's going to be Frances Collini at some point. I hear she's stopping by. Well, that's a good one, right? That's a big get. Mm-hmm. Big Fat Mari's going to be there with a tub of butter. I took her to Modell's Sporting Goods for some knee pads. She's going to need them for the orgy. Dr. Eugene D. Kim, dermatologist, is going to be there. I hear Pat Brown might be stopping by with his new twink, Mikey Lichtenstein. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big one. Everybody's coming. Thomas Munruff, I told you him. Mark Decker's brother Ted might make an appearance. Who knows? Linda Rothschild's going to be there. Alan's stepson, you know, Bill, he's coming. He's got a new Jeep he wants to show off. Rumor has it, around quarter to nine, local bus driver Dan McDonald is going to stop by. He's got a new one he needs to show off. So anyway, in case you didn't know, this is going to be the biggest orgy of the year. Did you know that the Rothmans are stopping in later? Scooter Marsden's making an appearance. Heavy Bob's going to be there. Dean Schaefer is showing up. He's going to be with his girlfriend. He's got a new girlfriend. So I'll call you back with the particulars, but we're going to meet at Charlie B's. All right. See you later, you old so-and-so.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, flick!
Well, it's a hot new episode of Tiddlywinks with Strangers. Thank you for joining me. I'm always so glad when everybody comes back. You know, things are taking a weird turn on the Winks. But, you know, bear with me. 2019 is going to be a rejuvenated year of new Winkses. You know, I'll get my act together. But from now until the end of the year, it's going to be straight chaos. So deal with that. Speaking of chaos, you know when your friend enjoys a cold glass of whole milk? Well, I know that feeling. I got a guy like that. He likes to eat those holiday fluffy sugar cookies with the icing and the sprinkles. You know? Tall glass of milk, maybe some eggnog. Welcome back to the Winks, frequent friend Condor. Welcome back to the Winks, Kev.
Hey. How you doing, Jay? What's up this week? How are we doing? We missed a week, but we're back.
Well, we missed the week because the show is falling apart.
Oh, my God.
The podcast is in shambles.
It really is. Billy's picking up fucking moose.
Yeah, well.
We're just, like, running around, you know, the holiday season.
Yeah.
We had a milk crisis.
Like, yeah, but we resolved it.
Yeah, things are averted. We're fine.
Yeah, Billy mentioned how he's driving up to Maine for $1,000 to pick up a moose. That's a story right there. Whatever.
It sounds like such a drug deal.
Whatever. I'm sure it's stuffed with cocaine. We'll hear about it.
The best quality Quebec cocaine.
Yes. I mean, it's possible, right? That's a weird request, but, you know. Neither here nor there. How you been? You know.
I'm okay. I'm doing well. How are you, man? How you holding?
Oh, God. My life is in shambles. I don't know, dude. You know it's my least favorite time of the year, don't you?
Hate this time of year. And before there was a Christmas commercial on, yeah. And I was like, oh, look at the lights, getting the festive mood. And you're like, bah, humbug. Fist it. Fuck it. Hate it.
What is wrong with me?
So but, forlorn.
So, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming up you
got.
You
got a
do.
Tree in the studio.
Well, that's you and McGonagall, dude. You guys love that shit.
Yeah.
But.
Got the Coca-Cola ornament.
You know, since we're contractually obligated by Bugles to do a Christmas spooktacular, there sure. will be a Christmas spooktacular
building up to it.
At or around Christmas, all right? Well, so, it's fine. I what? Mean,
No. It's just our spooktaculars. We've been hitting them on the nose, like Halloween night.
Oh, God, both
Thanksgiving
of them have been
Eve.
Like successful thus far.
We've been right on the nose of the holiday itself, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see us coming out with, like, a Christmas Eve or, like, the day before kind of cast, you know?
Oh, I'm sure we will. Like yeah. I said, we have to.
Yeah.
But.
I like how you make it sound like we don't want to do it. It's contractually yeah. obligated by Bugles.
Well, you know, like, when it's spooktacular season, which kicks off around the 4th of July and ends New Year's Day.
It is. It's a raging season.
It progressively gets shittier for me. Because Winks knows, child, that I love Halloween.
I don't think it gets shit. I think it peaks in October.
Well, I love Halloween.
See, it builds up from the summer. It gets up to Halloween, and then it just goes down the shitter
until
New Year's.
The 4th of July spooktacular is also my birthday cast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a combined cast. There's so many things. There's factors, yeah. You know? It's sweltering in the studio.
Yeah, we got our Labor Day spooktacular.
Then it's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Then it's just gradually gets
yeah, then it's
more
Thanksgiving,
depressing.
And then it's Christmas, then New Year's. Fuck right. New Year's. I hate that.
And then it's a brand new season of Winks.
That's
know?
Right.
That's how it goes. But you know what? Like, since it's a fucking Friday and we're together.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, at least one of us should be able to pull out a story.
It's probably you.
Hey, everybody! First story's on! It's 2 weeks of Thanksgiving!
Here's first story. You know, whatever. It's fucking ridiculous. God fucking damn it. I'll tell first story.
I'm going to play with this nutcracker.
Oh, yeah, McGonagall's got nutcrackers, too. This is a ridiculous setup. All right, I guess I could pull out a first story.
Let's pull it out.
It's a short one.
Whip it out.
It's a short one. And I'll just tell you, I might have touched on highlights of it before. If I said it again, you know, it's tillymrstrange@gmail.com. Write me an angry email.
We don't get those.
All right? I'm contractually obligated. You know how it is. Bugles will fire me, and then I'll be free. It was the early aughts.
Okay, so your prime.
My prime.
All right.
I want to say it was like 2002,
3. Okay.
Somewhere around there, you know? At the time, a couple of my friends were splitting an apartment down in South Philly.
Okay. Down by the stadiums?
No. Down by Gino's and Pat's famous steaks.
Okay.
However, at the time, they didn't realize they accidentally moved into the gay brotherhood.
The gay brotherhood?
A section of South Philadelphia populated by gay bars, clubs, gay apartments. Even, I'll tell you this, even some of the crosswalks were rainbow painted.
Oh, that's cute.
It was encouraged.
That's adorable.
It was a safe place, okay? And it's fine. It's fine. It's just, you know.
No skin off our nose.
They didn't realize until they'd already been living there. Oops.
So they were kind
of. We found an affordable apartment in the gay brotherhood.
They were brown shoes with a tuxedo.
Yeah, but they made the best of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There was this bar, Uncles, you know?
Uncles.
Across the street.
Of course it was called.
They kept the party going all night long. It was fine. I went down there and visit them. I lived on their couch for a long time. I just never went home.
The guy in Half Baked?
Yeah, I never went home. I clogged their toilet, you know, the works. The unwanted house guy. Oh, here's Herb again. We gotta take care of fucking Herb. Because, you know, I just. Yeah, you guys don't need to feed me. I'll just drink this bottle of whiskey. Let me nurse it through the day and we'll be fine. So then, like, you know, I realize, you know, I'm looking
to have a liver.
Well, that's for another Winx, as they say. That's for another Winx. There's a story for that.
Okay.
Top of the transplant list, baby. No, I'm just kidding. If you or your loved ones are struggling with alcohol, please reach out to get help. So, I'm looking around, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is a pretty sweet neighborhood. A lot of rainbow flags around here, you know? What the fuck?
A lot of Hawaii fans.
Yeah, I realized they explained to me their predicament, you know. But it was fine, you know, like.
It'd Nobody be like bothered them.
4 a.m, I'm laying on their couch trying to, like, drink myself to sleep, you know? And you just hear from Uncles. It never fucking stops. Hey! It never stops. Just the muffled sounds of bad sex. They're loving it, you know?
Yep.
And so, like, my second or third night of, like, one of my epic crashings there, you know? Like, I would just go in spurts. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't see him for, like, 2 weeks. Then I'd spend, like, a week there and not go home. And then, you know, I'd go home. Whatever. They're telling me, yo, the gayborhood's cool and chill and shit. Except at midnight, right? When it changes to midnight, something crazy happens on the streets. Like, what? They're like, that's when the tranny prostitutes come out.
At midnight. Like,
on the dot.
Like Cinderella. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the carriage turns into a pumpkin, so.
I was dying. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? My friend Dan's like, it's just something like you, it's something you're gonna have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually around midnight, the streets change. And prostitutes come out, but they're tranny prostitutes because, I mean, I guess there's lucrative business in that neighborhood, you know?
Okay.
So, at the time, I smoked cigarettes, and we weren't allowed to smoke in their apartment. So, there was a bench outside their apartment on the sidewalk that we would go down, sit there, have a cigarette, go back upstairs to the apartment, you know? So, Dan's like, just make sure you're on the bench around midnight, and you'll see the change. Like, fuck.
I love how it's like pixie dust is
sprinkled. Yeah, I'm like, all right, let me have a couple beers here. Let me get my head straight. Because I got to be able to process this. So I go down there, you know, I'm smoking. And I don't know how to describe this, man. Christmas miracle. Right at the stroke of midnight. The streets empty out.
Uh-huh.
Slowly, out of alleyways. Come tranny walkers.
Like they're chuds who come up from
like,
the sewer.
Like, where did they come from, dude? They had, like, skirts and shit and purses, and they were 7 feet tall with heels. And they're just, like, they're in gaggles, right? And they're just, like, joking with each other and laugh. I'm like, yo. And Bulger's just nudging me. Dan, he's like, see, man, you see her? You see, they are real.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, where's the police and stuff? Like, they're not even trying to be chill about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, you want your dick sucked.
He's like, the police leave the gayborhood alone, man.
what happens in the game. I'm like, oh, this is so fucking crazy, right? So he's like, see upstairs, because I was still smoking. Yeah, he just left me there. I was there. So like this tranny comes up to me. She's like, hey, honey. I'm like, not interested, okay? My friends just moved here by mistake.
You get defensive.
And her tranny friend is like, they're just laughing, right?
They're
like,
happy.
White boy ain't interested. And so then all of a sudden, he turns around, right? And like, he was already wearing a short skirt, right?
Okay.
So like, it just like lifted it up a little, not fully.
Yeah.
To show like the cleavage of the bottom of he/she's butt.
So you got bottom butt.
Got bottom butt, right?
Okay.
And it starts. Just make it clap.
Oh.
Just make it clap. It starts making it clap in front of me. It, she, he. Makes it clap in front of me, right?
I hope it's clean.
Ass clap. Ass cheeks jiggling. And her friends are dying.
It's like a...
Ah! Look at him! Ah! She's like... She is like... You know you want it, sweetie.
They just shoved their ass.
I'm like, Tranny, stop it. You need to continue down the sidewalk, Tranny. I am done with this nonsense.
It's a more innocent time.
Oh, so wasted, yeah. I just like threw my cigarette down the sidewalk. Went back upstairs.
How close was the ass to your face?
It was, what is this, like 6 inches?
That's like 6 inches. Her ass was almost touching.
I was sitting, so she just like turned around and got there. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, this was an assault?
Oh.
Okay? I didn't see it coming.
Slapping her ass. It was
a little bit funny. A little bit disturbing. And there was a gaggle of them.
Yeah, they seemed like they traveled in packs.
So I'm like, oh man, what am I going to do? Yeah, they did. For safety, I guess.
Yeah.
Whew. So I go back upstairs and they're all dying. You know, they were looking out the window. They could see me down on the sidewalk.
And they smell the ass on you.
They're like, oh man, Herb, I told you, man, you can't be out there. Streets aren't safe after midnight. I'm like, oh fuck, that's crazy. So I mean, you know, I had an education that day.
That's some wild shit.
Certain neighborhoods in Philadelphia. And then I remember like maybe 2 hours later, you know, of course, you know, I need another cigarette. Still drinking, go down on the sidewalk. The tranny population has thinned out a little bit by this time, but they're still there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's one just like on the corner, just like smoking a cigarette. And then all of a sudden, this yellow cab pulls up, right? And this dude comes out.
Eddie Murphy.
No, it was just like a regular dude. He had like a giant white tee on, a gold chain, baggy pants, like, mm-hmm. And he's just like looking up and down. And he's like, mm-hmm, get in the cab. Oh. And I just see this go down, and I'm like, what?
You witnessed a transaction.
What the fuck? And the cab driver's just shaking his head up front. He's a party to this. He can't believe it. And I'm like, yo, does this guy know? And my friend Dan's like, yo, he knows, man. He came to this neighborhood.
Yeah, they all know.
He's a down low brother. There's tons of them in Philly. I'm like, what the fuck? I need to go back to the suburbs. They just drove away in the cab. I'm like, man, this is like every night. When it turns midnight... They come out, they pick them up.
It's a different world.
Oh, God, man. So, you know, if you're ever down in South Philly around the intersection of 12th and Dickerson.
The stroke of midnight.
You know, stay indoors. Because you know...
Nothing's good. You're not going to get killed. Like,
you never know when a tranny prostitute is going to make a clap in front of you. You never know when you're going to see someone you might know in a checkered cab get out and get one of them. Okay? Okay? So stay inside your apartment tonight.
Ha 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 ha.
for sure having a lot of fun here tonight.
I am rolling.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, it's time for you to tell Wink's second story.
Why would you put me on the spot like that?
You got a second story to tell Wink's?
I don't.
Just leave it under its teeth.
But I don't have anything.
It'll always protect you. Wink's got you.
Okay, you want to hear something fucked up?
I mean, you don't have to.
No, I'll tell you something fucked up.
Okay, shit.
Do you want to hear the weirdest thing a woman ever said to me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think I have to.
The weirdest thing a woman ever said to me was, I can't wait to get home with you. I want to take off your clothes, and I want to do something you've never experienced before.
This isn't real.
And I said, well, that's all. That sounds great. What do you have in mind? And she said, I want to give you a prostate massage.
That's outrageous.
That's true.
That's outrageous.
True story. And that was also the end of that date.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
That was the last time I saw her.
Well, that's probably
she said
best.
I told her I wasn't interested, and she goes, you don't know what you're missing. What, do you think it's gay? And I said, I don't care. Like, oh, I'm just not interested. I'm just not there.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that. I'm sorry. She goes, why? It'll make you cum. And I was like, yeah. And I could think of three other things that'll do that too. But I'm just not interested in being pegged right now. I'm sorry. And that was pretty much the end of that date. So,
man,
that went down a quick, fiery wreck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks.
So there's your second story.
Jesus.
Guys, if you're down with it, that's cool. A lot of guys are. I, however, especially at that time, was not.
This is turning into like a LGBTQ episode.
Not in a bad way. Like, I'm not shitting on. Like,
No. It's just, like, you know, there's a weird theme. There's a weird theme.
With butts.
It's Christmas time, okay? God!
I just didn't want her to shove her fingers up my ass.
No, I know.
I'm sorry. Like,
no,
I wasn't there. I'm not.
No.
That's not my deal.
No, it's fine.
I like weird stuff.
Hey, it's okay.
Not that.
I'll end it with a whimsical story.
Oh, that time you were in that furry troop.
No. Let's just finish this out, okay? Let's just redirect back, okay? Let's fucking focus.
That's great. What do you got in mind?
Well, it's time for...
Last story. Talking about last...
story. Damn, that feels good. All right. This is something I thought of sitting on the couch.
Those are the best.
Because, you know, I'm trying to come up with things, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the story of break up or break down. Whatever.
Confused.
The year was... The year 2000.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool then. Okay, cool.
A young Jason had just shattered his leg in the 36 different pieces.
Oh, this is after your ski incident.
This is 3 months after I shattered it.
Okay.
I'd finally gotten out of the wheelchair and learned to walk again. I reclaimed my leg as mine.
Yeah?
However, at this time, you know, I was on crutches. And I would be for another 6 months.
Ooh.
Oh, boy, my life was over. But, you know. All right, a little backstory. This is what happened, okay? It's kind of funny, I guess. Whatever. God damn it. When I shattered my leg, it was February. It was President's Day weekend.
Okay.
We were snowboarding up at Camelback.
All right.
I was dating this girl at the time, but we were only together for like a month, maybe 3 weeks to a month before I broke my leg.
Oh, so it was a short term.
Yeah, and she stayed with me, even though I was disfigured now.
Okay.
But she was getting anxious, right? Because prom was coming up. She wanted to go to junior prom.
Okay.
But she didn't want to take a cripple, right? Who wants to be seen a cripple?
You're not a cripple.
But no, that turned out okay. All right, here's a weird story.
Okay.
She moved to Virginia. Okay? We did a long distance thing. I took an Amtrak to Virginia on crutches to go to her prom. and she came up here to go to my prom. So it was an epic adventure, right?
What was it? What part of Virginia?
Dude, I can't remember the name of it.
Was it like a major city, like Richmond?
No, it wasn't a major city.
Was it like Charlottesville?
Maybe.
Yeah, Charlottesville's a college town.
18 years ago, dude. I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you when we're off the wings. I got to protect the identities. The point is, it was kind of a weird situation, right? But it gets weirder because her friends like rented a limo and stuff. I didn't know her friends because, I didn't. I lived here.
Separated.
South Pennsylvania. But it turns out she was hanging out with privileged kids, right? This was a very rich area.
This wasn't your deal.
This is a very rich area, so they were kind of like douches, I didn't enjoy it. It was a very extravagant prom, man. It was like...
Are we talking like glitter, like gold glitter?
It was at a fancy hotel and shit.
Flamingos.
Yeah, it was weird. And they were pumping music in the limo and stuff and calling each other brah. And
oh my God, you silly
They called
bitch.
Me crutches all night. Crutches.
They called you out for it.
Yo, crutches.
First you say she moved because you're a cripple. You're not really a
cripple. She didn't move because
I know. You know what I'm saying. But you bring up I'm a cripple, and then they call you crutches. It's just reinforcing the negative energy.
This isn't the point.
I know, I'm sorry. I feel bad that was...
I don't really have a story about that night other than, it was a weird situation. Okay. We went to the melting pot. For
fondue, motherfucker. Yes.
Sat there talking about, it's so delicious.
Did they say the word
it's cult? It's so pretentious.
Sounds like an episode of Frasier.
But, I'm stuck there. I'm states away, dude.
You really like this
girl.
This
was an epic, this was epic, dude. So, and then she came up and we went to my prom, 2 weeks later. They were,
Your prom with the breakdancing Koreans?
No, that was senior year.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That on crutches?
I'm sorry. I'm not saying
this
you were breakdancing.
This is junior year.
Okay.
All right? The Koreans still supported me. They're like, my man Jay's with me out here right now.
That's so awesome.
If he didn't have a bum leg, he'd be busting the white tornado. No, he would. Holla. Because that's what you said in the year 2000. Holla.
Holla.
But
if you hear me.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we're getting off.
The point is, shortly after that, I want to say even maybe by... So this was May. So I want to say by July or August, we're done. We're finished. We broke up.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Who broke it?
She did.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, she did. Over the phone.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, well, she could have waited. Well, no, it's expensive. It's an expensive trip.
I was going to say.
My heart was broken as my leg. Okay? Guess what? There's no titanium rod to screw your heart back together, is there?
True.
You know what there is, though? Alcohol.
Is this the beginning?
Well, I don't know, dude. Probably not, because I really didn't start that until, 2003. So this is 3 years prior.
Okay.
I was controlled back then. However! My friend Yuka, Winx knows Yuka.
Yuka, yeah.
He was having a party at his house. His parents were out of town. It was classic high school hijinks, So he invited a lot of fucking people. We got a lot of booze from a 21-year-old we knew. And, we were going to do it up. We were going to be in his basement, out on his back deck, drinking.
As you do.
So I show up, right? I guess I had gotten a haircut or something. Okay, because my friend Ryan was there with his stupid fucking asshole girlfriend Jen, right? Fucking Jen, I hate her. And Jen's just like, Jezza, you got a haircut. I'm like, yeah, I got a haircut, Jen. Whatever. Is there any Rolling Rocks left? And she's like, looks good, looks real good. I'm like, fine, whatever. And she's like whispering to Ryan and stuff. And I'm like, what's the thing here? What is this? I'm on my crutches.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
What's the whisper?
I'm hobbling back and forth. I'm trying to balance my beer. And she's like, I'm going to set you up with my friend Michelle. Because I know you got your heart broken. I'm like, all right. So I'm not really looking to jump back in yet. But, I don't know this person. She went to... some other school, and she was like, this is so ridiculous. She went to some other school, and I started talking to her, right? She came over and stuff, It's very weird when... I don't know if this girl knew it was like a setup or... Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so awkward. Like, just let me do my own fucking shit, Jen. You know? Mm-hmm. But she's telling me how she's like, I applied to so many schools. I hope I get into Temple. And like I just hated her, you know? And I'm like, God, what is this going to be? What, like, why can't I just sit here and drink and be sad? You know? Like, sad. Now I got to, like, listen to this girl's college ambitions. What the fuck?
Hear that, Stan? You gotta listen to her motherfucking problems.
So anyway, this girl ends up, like, drinking. We made out a little bit, right?
Okay.
She passes out on the fucking couch. Ooh. In the middle of everything. What? Like, we're not alone. She's just passed out. She's sloppy as shit. So, like, Ryan, some other guy, like, take her to Yuka's brother's bedroom upstairs, you know?
Okay.
And, like, my friend Dan is there, you know? He's laughing at me. He's like, she hated you so much, Herb, she passed out. You should go upstairs and bang her.
A good old rape joke.
That's no. So, like, we do go upstairs, right? Yeah. And he's like, what are you doing? You can't drink? I'm like, yo, he's up. And she's, like, laying there.
Oh, he's berating her?
She had, like, changed. I guess she brought clothes. I mean, I guess she was being responsible. She wasn't going to go home.
Yeah.
You know? And so she was going to stay there.
That's smart.
There was a couple people staying there, but she had changed into, like, all Temple Owls gear. Right? This is because I love Temple.
Oh, of course.
And Bulger's like, cool fucking Owls gear, you stupid asshole.
Why is he so angry? Why is he
like,
so...
Just go downstairs. I don't know, dude. This is how he gets when he drinks sometimes. Jesus. Like, just go downstairs. And he's like, cool Owls gear. So I'm like, all right, girl. You know, it was nice meeting you. You should probably sleep it off. You know, I need my friend Dan to help me back down the steps. So I'd like to stay, but, you know, I can't walk. Goodbye. So now... We get back down in the basement. You know, there's music going. It's chill. I hate Jen for putting me in this situation. You know, I hate Ryan for dating her. So now I'm like, you know, I'm going to tie one on. I'm done. I'm drinking to oblivion because my heart is shattered and this experience blew up in my face. I'm fucking done. So, you know, I proceeded to drink to blackout status.
Yes.
To which the story picks up from... third-party accounts because
you have no idea
where I check out.
God almighty.
Apparently, I fell off my crutches, right? But I somehow didn't injure my healing leg.
Okay.
I just laid there, and I drank on the floor.
Wow, commitment.
Yeah, and my friend Dan was driving me home. He stopped drinking. He sobered up a little. He still probably shouldn't have been driving, but I definitely couldn't drive. So he's like, I'm going to take him home. He's like, Herb, you gotta get back on your crutches. You gotta stand up. I know your heart's broken.
Like you're deaf.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't. Like, I don't remember anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't stand up, and they kept trying. So, like, Yuka's like, he could just, like, crash here or whatever. He's like, no, I'm gonna take him home. So, like, went to Yuka's garage, got one of Yuka's longboarding skateboards, loaded me onto the skateboard.
Like a stretcher.
Him and Ryan... pushed me down the driveway, down the sidewalk to Dan's car, to which they threw me in the back seat, and I got home safely.
That's genius.
But it was quite a spectacle, I'm sure. I don't remember any of it. But, you know, just a funny little story there. That's like, about it. That's like where it ends.
Nice gear.
That's where it ends. I
have to get some Owl's gear.
So wear your own Owl's gear when you're drunk. Tonight! Well, we sure learned a lot and had some fun tonight on the Winks.
It was all right. Yeah, I had a good time.
A little episode.
Great show.
Just want to take this moment to apologize to any viewers who were offended by Condor's lack of a full story. He's going to rack his brain and get back to you.
I'm sorry that I mentioned about getting going out on a date with a sexual deviant.
It's fine. But, you know... no good Winks would ever be complete without wrapping up with a Snapchat challenge. You know what I want? I want a pretentious prom. I want some douchebags coming out of a limo thinking they're the shit. Whatever. I want a kid on crutches. I want a poor sad sap on crutches drinking himself to oblivion.
That's sad.
It's what I want.
It's really sad,
dude. It's what the Snapchat challenge calls for.
What the viewers want.
What else do I want? Oh, God.
No, no, we don't want anything.
And if you see a tranny in the neighborhood making it clap, take a snap and send it to winksnosebaby@snapchat.com.
That's wild.
I took it there. Whatever. That's enough. That's this week's Snapchat Chat Music. Oh man, Bob didn't make an appearance.
No, he did. We missed him.
He'll be on the next one, I'm sure.
Can't wait.
These Winkses are, you know, they're getting more and more freeform. It's like a Yoko Ono song, you know? Deal with it. We'll be back next week sometime with another Winks.
No promises.
But until then, I'll continue to rack my mind and reflect on the things I've done in my life, trying to think of more and more outrageous stories, while chronically questioning myself. What am I doing with my life? He'll say, you'll be out of danger. A fucking tiddly winks with strangers.
How you doing, darling? It's me again. Listen, I'm trying to organize this orgy, okay? I need you to call me back. It's going to be a hot party. I hired a church organ player to play in bedroom number 3, okay? Donna Burns is going to be there offering free wax. It's going to be you, me, my ex-wife, Sarah. I think Mark Cinchio is going to show up with his boyfriend. Patrick Frischoni is going to be there. He's bringing his wife. They're in the swapping. Hot orange. Big Fat Mari is going to be there. You know that. Dr. Rittenberg is coming. Mr. and Mrs. O'Brien from down the block will be there. You should come. It's going to be a good time. All right. Take care.